Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our HRMC training call this Monday, beautiful Monday morning. This is Mark Riches joining the call from Tennessee. It's May 14th, 2018. We are almost in the middle of May, an incredible month of production so far. We're going to create more Performance Club qualifiers, new Performance Club qualifiers this month than ever before. We are well on our way to achieving 1,000 Performance Club qualifiers in HRMC by 2020. We are very focused on that, and we need every person on this call, every person in HRMC to Performance Club qualify every single month. That's just an incredible thing. We've added some great statistics in the back office where you can see where you stand. If you're not yet an associate, get that done this week. This will be a great week to become an associate. If you're not yet, because you could still have a whole 2 weeks to get Performance Club qualified for the month of May. I hope everyone had a happy Mother's Day, especially our mothers out there. It was a wonderful day. And I want to bring on Mr. Jim Tanner, Platinum Executive Director from Boston, to just speak about Performance Club for a moment. I want him to talk about the PC reboot, which ends tomorrow for the month of May, and also talk about some exciting announcements LegalShield made in regards to the Nashville leadership training. Mr. Tanner, welcome to the call.
Thank you very much, Mr. Riches. Good morning to all of our Harvard Risk Management agents across North America. I am excited. Of course, I was in Cookeville, Tennessee last week. I got a chance to spend some time with Mr. Riches, and we shot some great new training videos that you're going to see soon. But I am excited to remind everybody about PC Reboot. It's interesting. Not a lot of people understand the generosity that LegalShield has built into the Performance Club system. And I just want to make sure that everybody listening this morning understands, because Mr. Riches said it, our goal is to have more Performance Club qualifiers than at any other time in our history, 1,000, and then I believe it will continue to expand exponentially from there. So if you're listening to my voice this morning and you're logging into your HRMC agent's back office, where you can now, thanks to all of these great updates, see your points, your Performance Club points. And if you see a negative number, you may be wondering, how did we arrive at a negative number? This is a way for you to track your PC reboot. LegalShield, during the first 2 weeks of the month, following a month where you may have not Performance Club qualified, will show you a negative number. And that number really ultimately is the calculation of how many points were you short from 180 points in the month of April. So, for example, if you, in the month of April, had 170 points, maybe you didn't know that Performance Club was a thing, maybe you weren't paying close attention and you missed it. And that happens. There's human nature as an element to all of this. So you finished the month of April with 170 points. You didn't Performance Club qualify. In May, when you saw the new numbers come out, you would start the month with negative 10 points. That's the difference between the 170 that you earned in April and the 180 that you needed to Performance Club qualify. This is known as a reboot. So LegalShield states this as part of their program. If during the first 15 days of this calendar month, in this case May, you make up the points you were missing, then that basically continues you on as if you hadn't missed it in the month of April. They're giving you a second chance at it. Now, you might have a number that's negative 10, negative 5. It could even be negative 180. You just didn't make any points in the month of April. You have until the close of business tomorrow, May 15th, regular close of business, to make up those points, and you get to continue on right from where you were in Performance Club. You'll finish the month of May doing another 180 points and just continue sailing on the way you always have. I think this is such a generous way for us because we know things happen. People have life events that happen, and in the past, there just wasn't anything you could do about it. So I would recommend and highly promote to everybody listening and to those of you listening that have teams to make sure that everybody on your team knows about this PC reboot. We want to get you all caught back up and into the Performance Club for those that missed it in April. And there wasn't a lot that missed it in April, Mr. Riches, because we had an incredible Performance Club group for the month of April. But I know that out there right now, there's some of you that are showing negative 5 points, negative 10, negative 20 points. Super easy to knock that out. And some of you are showing negative 180 points, and there's still plenty of time for you to get that done. So make sure you take advantage of the PC reboot. One thing I know about LegalShield is when we take advantage of incentives and programs that they put on the table, they love creating more incentives and programs that drive the same behavior. Let's show them how much we appreciate PC reboot by making sure all of you that need to use it right away. Separately, but also just as important, I'm excited to be able to share with you the news that came out. I remember I was at the airport traveling. I was at the Nashville airport. I was heading home, and I saw this video from John Long with this incredible announcement that for the Performance Club trip period that we're in right now, which is the April, May, June quarter, for the trip to Nashville for leaders at all levels with keynote speaker Mr. Grant Cardone, that's coming up in September. We're all coming together from every corner of the U.S. and Canada. All roads are leading to Nashville, Tennessee, where we're going to all be there together. We're going to have a Harvard Risk Management event as part of this weekend in Nashville. It's going to be a great time. I know that all of our agents are coming. What we want to do is make sure that all of our agents, while you are coming, you get your airfare and your accommodations paid for by LegalShield. And to do that, all you have to do is be Performance Club qualified in April, May, and June. That's number one. And also meet some very reasonable criteria for the Performance Club trip incentive, either on the team building side or on the production side. And that information is in our back office. But this is what's so exciting, because we are growing so quickly. In the month of April, we had just an incredible amount of new Harvard Risk Management agents, and especially that last week of April. There was a lot of folks that didn't even know about the Nashville trip. They didn't know what Performance Club was. And they started the month of May hearing about things like leaders at all levels. And a lot of folks, frankly, were a little disappointed that they hadn't gotten started sooner so that they could qualify in April for Performance Club. So the announcement from John Long that the program has been adjusted so that the April, May, June Performance Club qualification period has now been adjusted, that you only need to qualify 2 of the 3 months, not all 3 for Performance Club. You still need to make sure you qualify for the additional requirements either on the team building side or the production side, both extremely reasonable. Everybody listening can do either side of that and qualify and definitely get your airfare and your accommodations for this trip. But you have to be Performance Club qualified. So if you weren't in April, then you definitely need to make sure that here in the month of May that you're Performance Club qualified, and June as well. We are going to have an incredible group of people, again, from all corners of the U.S. and Canada in Nashville, Tennessee in the fall, learning together, celebrating together, but most importantly, taking that knowledge and all of the context and content of that event back to every corner of the U.S. and Canada, where we will continue to grow our marketplaces exponentially. Make sure that you listen carefully to the rest of today's call and all of our calls, and make sure you know exactly where you are on your Performance Club points at all time, because it is important. It is the key underlying qualification criteria for everything LegalShield provides to us, from trips to cash to experiences. Make sure that you're in Performance Club. Thank you so much, Mr. Riches, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. We appreciate you. And congratulations to Mr. Jim Tanner. If you noted on Facebook, when him and Scott Brooks were in town last week doing some filming, we presented him his $200,000 ring, which represents he's earned over $200,000 from LegalShield in the last 12 months. Congratulations to you, sir, on that great accomplishment. I know you're not stopping there. And congratulations on hitting platinum 8 consecutive months in a row, almost a Platinum World Council member. Can't wait to have you join that group. And I just I want to reiterate just one thing. LegalShield has really made it where every person, everyone, even very, very part-time people can qualify for Performance Club. It used to be one trip a year and 180 points a month that you had to do. Now they've added 4 trips a year. You know, it used to be one, now it's 4. That's a lot more trips, but it's still 180 points. to that you have to generate each month. Of course, there's more. You have to do more, like Jim was just talking, the 931 and things like that, in on top of Performance Club to qualify for the trips, but not for the car bonuses or the what they call the freedom bonuses now. It's just 180 points every month. We've made that very visual for you. We're adding some additional stats. All your counters are now will be available in your back office from that same section. Hopefully that'll be up later today or tomorrow. So you can log on your back office, see your point, your counters, your Performance Club points, your retention, everything you need to know right there on your dashboard. Also, one other thing they've done is added that PC reboot, which gives you a chance if you mess 1 month up, especially if you're getting those $400 checks every month and you miss a month for some reason, health or some issue, major problem in your family, you get a reboot. You get a chance by the 15th of the next month to make that up. That's unbelievable. You get one of those a year, as he mentioned. And then they've got the rollover points where you can always be 180 points ahead. We've got agents. It's nice with this new data that I can see where our team is. And we've got agents. Let me just pull it up here real quick. Rebecca Baker, 1,500 Performance Club points already for the month. We're not even in the middle of the month, and she's at 1,500. Adam Thompson, Adam and Alicia, at almost 1,200, 1,197 Performance Club points for the month. Josh Samick out of California, one of our top EDs out there, 746. So we're talking about you have the whole month. Everyone has the whole month. There's a whole page of 200 or 300 people that already by the middle of the month have 200 or 300. It just is a motivator to me that if they can do that, everyone should be able to get 180 by the end of the month at a minimum. But they've really built in some great cushions. It's the most amazing incentive program I've ever seen. Please do not leave that money laying on the table. Take advantage of it. And if you didn't Performance Club last month, get it done by tomorrow, and this will count. April will still count. Isn't that amazing? We're almost in the middle of May, and you can still count April if you get busy and take advantage of it today. Last Monday, we had Mr. Scott Brooks featured on our call. We've had some really positive feedback from those of you who have had a chance to go through the small business training that he worked incredibly hard on putting together and updating. I just want to, again, thank him. He was in the studio this week doing some additional videos. We appreciate his efforts in that, and hopefully you're taking advantage of that great small business training that he's put together. You can click on the small business training or certification link in your back office under certifications. It'll take you to the information, and you can get access to the new small business website. We've had a lot of people using that now, brand-new, powerful-looking website that you can get out there to and help you sell small business plans. I'm excited today. We've got Mr. Chris Evans, our National Marketing Director, standing by from Nashville. And then we're going to get to my brother, Mike Riches, one of our Platinum Executive Directors, to do some great training for us. But before Mike, I want to go to Chris Evans. First of all, Mr. Evans, happy birthday to you. We appreciate you being on the call. Mr. Evans has some exciting updates on the HRCI certification program. And because we have a lot of new folks on the call this morning, Chris, you might want to just share with them a little bit about what the HRCI program is and share those exciting updates with it. I'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Very good. This is a big promotion here. So, and information-wise on the HRCI. So for those of you that are new, the HRCI program is a continuing education program for HR professionals. So just like in most professions, they are required to have a certain number of hours of continuing educational credit. If they're in the medical field, they have, continuing education credits in that division. If they're in, in engineering, they have so many hours of continuing education credits they have to have to maintain their professional status. And HR professionals are the same way. They have certain number of hours that they have to complete of courses and things. And so years ago, we started to put together a program that we actually got approved for continuing educational credit, and it's a program specifically on identity theft in the workplace and its impact on HR. And so we went out and we field tested the program, and And then we put together a webinar, and we've had phenomenal success with that. We've got a lot of people on here who are certified to be able to offer this continuing educational credit, which really sets you apart as more than just a salesperson. When you go into a company or you're talking with an HR director, you can offer them a course that will give them those required credits that they need to maintain that professional status. So in the training, we go over all that. So if you're on this call and you're like, well, I don't know how to offer that, I don't know what I would even do, that's all covered as part of that training. But the big part of this training is that, again, it's a certification that sets you apart and gives you that designation to be able to offer that. So we've had this program in place, and we've had a lot of success with it. We've gotten a lot of great feedback. But with everything that's happened in the past 12 months with the data breaches and Equifax and everything, we knew that we needed to really ramp up and update the program. So we went back into the studio. We've gotten a lot of new videos, all of the updated statistics. And so we went in and we refilmed this. And for those of you that are HRCI certified, we have a brand new certification webinar that is for the HR professional. So in this new training video, it's got all the updated statistics for the current year. It has all of the data breaches. We talk very much about the Equifax data breach just because everybody's aware of that one. And we talk quite frankly about how the problems or the information that was taken in those data breaches are what's going to cause their employees the problems right now. So we've rearranged some things in there. We've made it flow a lot easier with the end result getting you in to do enrollments. We have a lot of focus in there on why they want to offer a benefit, so a lot more focus than we had before, but I would say it's more concentrated. And then we also put a lot more focus on mandatory meetings, meaning getting you in to come in and do identity theft workshops for them. So if an HR director watches this, they're going to come out of there with a sense of urgency in that they need to take action right now. They need to have a mandatory meeting with their employees, meaning an identity theft training, identity theft workshop, and they're going to want to offer a benefit. We also, with some of the new videos in there, we've got a phenomenal video. It's basically an endorsement video on benefits with restoration by none other than Dave Ramsey. I know a lot of people get asked, you know, well, what does Dave Ramsey think or what does Dave Ramsey say? He's got millions of followers on Facebook, got his own radio show, and we actually have a video with him on the news being interviewed, and he mentions that every one of his employees has an identity theft benefit they provide for them with restoration, and then they go on to talk about why restoration is so powerful. So great video for HR directors, and that's all included on there. That's going to be rolled out this Thursday, and when we're hosting a certification, or not, we're hosting a special call for those that are certified. So if you have not yet gotten that certification, definitely get on and get that taken care of in your Harvard back office. For those of you that are certified, definitely make sure you join us on that call because, again, we're going to be going over some of the new language from the presentation. We're going to be going over some new scripts, some things to utilize. One of the big things that we're going to be talking about is how to utilize this program to go after some of the larger companies. You know, there for those of you that work the larger companies, there have been some recent changes to the broker program with Legal Shield, and it made it to where you could not get these companies if they had an existing broker, a certain broker. But with this, they've recently made some changes that we can circumvent that, and that's brand new. And if you want to know how to do that and how to go about, make sure you're on that call this Thursday. If you have questions for us, we want to do a Q&A. Email us, hrci@harvardbenefits.com. Just email us your questions that you've got. We also have some upcoming trade shows over the summer, HR conferences and HR trade shows. And if you're willing to participate in some of those, we'll have the information and how you can do that. So great call. That's going to be this Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. And that'll we'll have that call recorded and put up if you can't make it live. But again, we'll be doing some Q&A and things. So if you can make it live, great. And then here's the big announcement, because I know that we've got a lot of people that want to get that certification. Typically, that certification fee is $150. Now, that certification fee gives you your own customized website. It gives you all your printable flyers. It gives you all your customizable certificates that you can deliver, which gets you a mandatory sit-down meeting with that HR director after they view the presentation. So all of that is included. And the big thing is the certification numbers, which are very expensive, but we include that in the certification so you don't have to pay every time you certify somebody, which typically you do, but with this one we've got it set up that you don't. And so, again, $150, but through the next 3 days, so until Wednesday, so before the call on Thursday, that certification is being reduced by $50. Now, the cost will go back up to $150, but because we want so many people to take advantage of this new webinar, which you will have access to as part of the new certification, you will get all of that, $99 through Wednesday. Now, if you've started the certification process, I know that we've got a lot of people that have clicked on to register and for some reason didn't go all the way through, and your certification hasn't completed and you're still showing an incomplete status. Go in and complete that registration. Go into the checkout. It's updated now. That'll be through Wednesday. But let's get everybody certified before then that has an interest in getting that certification so that you'll be able to participate on that call, get all the new information, new website, new everything. So I'm excited. I'm excited for it. And again, I'm looking forward to helping with some of those questions that come in. So shoot us an email. Let us know any questions you've got, and we'll make sure to address those as well. And we will join everybody on that call Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time. So I appreciate it, and I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Riches.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Evans. We appreciate your efforts in that area. And again, it's a phenomenal certification to have. I've seen the new video. It is awesome. It is packed full of videos and video clips out there and just super credible. And a great tool for presenting to HR professionals out there in the marketplace. And it's good just, again, this is one of those certifications that's good just to have, even if that's not your focus. It's great information to be able to offer those continuing education credits and just be aware of it. It's just, again, part of being knowledgeable. Scott Brooks, when he got started, you know, really dove into learning about the industry. He did a training once and really talked about that, all the things he did during his first few months to learn this industry, to learn about employee benefits. He subscribed to employee benefit magazines and really got his head around how HR people think. I don't know of a better program that we have to help you do that than the HRCI certification. It's talking that language to them. And if you start kind of watching it and it sounds a little foreign, that would be an indicator to you of how far you are from thinking like they think. This is definitely their arena and how they think and how they their philosophies are. And Chris Evans is an expert, a national expert in this area, and we appreciate him sharing all that wisdom. Excited about the call this Thursday. We'll put that up on the events page as well. Check out the events page. We've got Mr. Jim Tanner doing a couple platinum boot camp trainings out there. So you just click on the calendar in your back office, and you'll see those two platinum boot camps, one in Northern California on May 22nd, and then the following week in Southern California on May 31st. This is an opportunity to spend an entire day with one of our platinum executive directors learning how to build a successful HRMC agency. Join the people from those market areas, and we appreciate Mr. Tanner doing that. I'm really excited about our trainer this morning. Mr. Mike Riches is my younger brother and has just been such an incredible asset to Harvard Risk Management Corporation. He serves as our president. He's a multimillionaire. He's earned millions of dollars from Legal Shield, has built a massive organization, and just very successful in many ways. And I appreciate him being on the call this morning. In fact, he was one of the youngest millionaires in Legal Shield history. I don't know if that's the case anymore because we've had a lot of young folks being very successful in the business. But at one point, he was the youngest person that had earned $1 million in Legal Shield. He's written thousands and thousands of legal plans and identity theft protection plans, and just works hard for all of us. You know, I make an override on the entire Harvard organization. He doesn't. He makes an override on his team, but yet he's willing to share with all of us, even though you're not part of, some of you are, many of you are part of Mike's organization, but many of you are not. And I just want, I hope we appreciate that. I hope that we appreciate his willingness to share not just with his organization where he financially benefits from it, but with all of us, even if we're not part of his organization. He believes in our mission. I know he's really focused on developing performance club qualifiers and executive directors in his team. He's laser focused on that and growing extremely fast. We appreciate you, Mike, taking some time away from your family and your business and sharing with each of us, and I'll turn the call over to you.
Well, Mark, hey, thank you very much for that and for your introduction, and I just want to add really my excitement to all of the developments and programs that we have going on right now. It was great to hear Chris talk about the call that's coming up this Thursday, and I'm so excited for that HRCI certification and that program, and I know that's a tool that many of our agents have successfully used in the past, and I believe many more of our agents will successfully use in the future. I also really appreciated what Mr. Tanner spoke about earlier in the call about performance club qualification and just getting that done. I love the reset, you know, looking, and if you've got a negative number, you've got till tomorrow to correct that. I love that thinking. I love that mindset. And I hope that many of our agents on the call this morning are listening and paying attention to that. And I hope that when they heard Mr. Tanner talking about that, I'm sure that there were some that knew exactly what their number was. Maybe they were logged in earlier this morning. Maybe they logged in over the weekend and they saw what their number was. But I really hope that many of our agents heard Mr. Tanner speaking this morning and decided, you know, I'm going to log in and just see what my number is. I'm going to log in right now to Harvard Benefits and harvardbenefits.com and just see what my number is so that I can take action from there. And I believe that many of them did, and I hope that all of them, I hope all of those that are listening this morning took that seriously, and not just finding out what your number is, but I hope that you do something about it. I hope that you make that correction. I'm really excited for that Nashville event. Of course, we've got some exciting things coming up before Nashville. I'll be in Jamaica with many of you next month, and literally just a month from today. We'll be spending time in the sun in Jamaica. Actually, we'll be just finishing up the trip to Jamaica a month from today. Looking forward to that. We've got some exciting things happening over the summer. I'm really excited for those who are out in California. You've got the chance to really spend some good time with Mr. Jim Tanner coming up here over the next couple of weeks. And I mentioned last week on this call, and I'll email Nikki and get this added to the events page, but I'll be speaking at a Legal Shield business briefing in San Diego next Tuesday, so a week from tomorrow, the 22nd. If any of you are in or around the San Diego area, Orange County, anywhere like that, I'd love to get a chance to meet you, and that's one of my favorite things to do is to go to a Legal Shield event and be able to speak to Legal Shield associates, but that's not necessarily my favorite part. My favorite part is when people come up before or after and say, hey, I'm part of Harvard Risk Management, and I love that. It just kind of feels like seeing a family member. It's just a great, great feeling. Well, I want to share some thoughts with you this morning, some things that have been on my mind recently as to really things that can help us develop what you know, the staying power to be successful in this business. And I want to share a quick story with you. So our three-year-old, Brinley, who is our youngest child, she's the baby of the family, and being the baby of the family, she kind of gets whatever she wants. I'm not going to say she's spoiled, but she's really spoiled. Just saying she's spoiled probably doesn't do it justice. That might be something that my wife and I have to work on. I don't know, but I want to give you a little background. this past Christmas, she got a little tricycle, and it's a motorized tricycle. So it's kind of cool. It's designed for young toddlers, but she sits on it. There's a little button that she pushes, and it goes. And so she got on this tricycle, and of course, you know, she got it for Christmas. It was cold outside, so she would just kind of ride it around our house, and then you know, as it got warmer, she would take it out on the back patio, ride it around the back patio, and she loved it. I mean, it was great. It was a lot of fun. It was something that she enjoyed. Well, as the weather got warmer, and especially as she got out and started riding that little motorized tricycle around with her older sisters who were on their bikes and scooters and different things, she started to kind of see the limitations of this little motorized tricycle. For example, it's not very fast, which is, you know, it's designed for a you know, small toddler, so it shouldn't be very fast, but you know, it's kind of slow. Well, she would be out there on her little tricycle, and meanwhile her older sisters would be on a bike or a scooter. They'd just, you know, running laps around her. We went on a family walk to the park a while ago, and I mean, you know, they would ride ahead and have to go to a corner or a stop sign, kind of stop and wait for Brinley to catch up, and then they'd ride ahead, go to the next stop sign, kind of stop and wait for Brinley to catch up. And so, you know, I think that even at 3 years old, I think that maybe frustrated her a little bit. Not only that, but she can't go as far. She can't, it has to be charged. You know, once it runs out of battery power, you got to go charge it again. Well, you don't have to charge a scooter or a bicycle. You know, they can just go on that all day long if her older siblings can. And so she started to kind of see these limitations in her little motorized tricycle. Add to that, a couple of weeks ago, we went to the store to buy her older sister, who's 6 years old, a new bike. And of course, we're back there looking at these bikes. And little Brinley, my three-year-old, she found a bike that was her size, you know, perfect little bike. And oh, she wanted it more than anything. And so then that's all she started talking about. And of course, my wife and I have this thing where we have a real hard time saying no to her. So we didn't get it that day. We held off for at least 24 hours, and then went back and bought that bike. But anyway, we bought her this bike last week, and I took it home. I mean, this thing was shiny. It was new. It's got princesses all over it. It's got a little seat behind the seat where you sit for your doll to sit. I mean, this thing is top-notch. It's got a little bell, you know, that rings. You ring the bell, ding, 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 ding. And then it's got little streamers that are coming out of the handles. I mean, you know, like it. If you're a little three-year-old girl, this bike is like the cream of the crop. I mean, this is as good as it's going to get. Well, We went out to the backyard, and I had to do some mowing, so I was kind of back in the back of the backyard mowing, and she was kind of riding around our patio trying out this new bike, and we had put her on this. Well, this new bike is not motorized. You gotta pedal. And she was kind of having a hard time learning that. So my wife had worked with her. I had worked with her a little bit learning how to pedal, and she was starting to kind of get it down, how to pedal to make it go, but it just wasn't something that was normal to her. It wasn't something that was natural to her. It was hard, and frankly, it took some work. It's easier to push a button than it is to pedal a bike. So as I was out there mowing, and she had her brand new bike out there, I looked over, and you know, it was maybe 10 minutes later, and I saw her riding around on her motorized tricycle. She had, in about 10 minutes, ditched that brand new bike and gone back to what she was comfortable with, riding around her little motorized tricycle. So here I am mowing, and you know, mowing is a good activity because it gives you kind of time to think, and I started to kind of compare that to people in our business, and all the comparisons started to come into my mind. That's what I wanted to share with you. I'm not just telling you a story about my kids, but I wanted to share with you some of the thoughts that came into my mind about how people really treat our business that same way. I think a lot of people, now not everybody, because some people come into our business and they've done, you know, very similar, they've been in very similar opportunities in the past. They've built very similar businesses, but a lot of people haven't. A lot of people that we recruit into our business, many of you who are on the phone this morning, whether you've been here for, again, 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 months, or 10 years, many of you don't come from this kind of background. Many of you come from a corporate background. Many of you come from more of a W-2 type of background. And at some point, you probably realized the limitations of what you had. You know, just like she realized the limitations of that little motorized tricycle. You couldn't go as far. You didn't have near as much freedom. And so something like our business, an opportunity like our business presents, really looks new and shiny. And when you, especially when you first see it, when you first learn about it, and you think, man, I can dictate my own hours. I can be my own boss. I can make as much money as I want to make. There's no cap on my income. There's no cap on my potential. I mean, that sounds really good. That's as new and shiny as this brand new bike was to my little 3-year-old. And it does sound great, and it's legitimate, and it's real, and it just sounds awesome. Not only are you not capped, not only are you not limited, but you've got residual income as well. You've got the opportunity for renewal income, something that most of you, I would wager to say most of you, the vast majority of you have probably not had residual income in the past. Most of our agents that start our business don't come from a background where they had residual income in the past. And so all of these things sound and look really good. And they come in, so folks come into our business, they're excited, just as excited as my daughter was to sit on her brand new bicycle. But then you realize, you know what? This is hard. You come in and it's just like my daughter wasn't comfortable. It wasn't normal to her. It was easier to just sit there and push a button. And so even though you've got all the freedom and all, you know, like with her, you didn't have to charge it anymore. She's got all this freedom. She can ride as much and as long as she wanted, as far as she wanted. But sometimes we have the tendency to go back to what we're comfortable with, to forsake all the potential and just go back to something that doesn't make us stretch out of our comfort zone just as much. And that's kind of what I was thinking about as I'm watching this entire thing. I thought about agents that come into our business and they're excited. Day one, man, they are ready to rock and roll. But then it's not as normal. It's not as natural. It's not as comfortable. And they start thinking about, you know, man, maybe I ought to go get a job. Maybe I ought to go back to what I know better. Maybe I ought to go back to what I'm more comfortable with. And so they're here for, it doesn't really matter whether it's a day or a week or a month or a few months. But sometime in those beginning stages, just like my daughter jumped off that brand new bike that looked good, smelled good. I mean, it was the cream of the crop, and went back to her old little motorized tricycle. We have agents that leave this opportunity, the best opportunity for income short-term or long-term that I've ever seen, and go get a job. Go punch a clock. Go back to what they're comfortable with, where they know they're going to be limited. They know that they're not going to have the freedom or the residual or whatever they loved about our business, but they forsake all of that. They go back to what they're comfortable with. And the reality is they just don't have a lot of staying power. And that's what I want to share with you this morning, is I want to share with you 5 tips on increasing your staying power. 5 tips that I hope can help you not be one of those losses, because I consider them losses. When we have an agent that leaves our business to go get a job, I mean, to me, that's a loss. Not just a loss in production or income. It's a loss for that agent. Because I know that's an agent now that is not going to be able to, at least in the short term, many times they come back, But at least out in the short term, they're not going to be able to harness the power of freedom that we that this opportunity could provide them. And so I want to share with you some tips not to become one of those losses, not to give in to some of those tendencies that unfortunately some of our agents give into. I remember Brian Fahili talking about when he first got started. And I mean, he was brand new. We used to have what they call Legal Shield had fast start trainings, and this was like a 3 or 4 hour class on a Saturday that you might go to. Of course, now we have our online training that is much, much better than these fast start trainings used to be. But back in the day, you'd go to a live, you know, kind of fast start training. And I remember Brian Fahili was at his fast start training, which means that he was probably in the business for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, he was literally brand new. And he shared this with me months, maybe even years later, but he was at his training, and it was nothing that was said by the instructor that day. And the instructor that day is the same instructor you got this morning on the call. And so it was nothing that was said, nothing that I said in that class that really stayed with him or that was most meaningful to him anyway. It was something that he heard during the break. So he was outside, and there was another agent, another associate, Legal Shield associate, was there talking with him. And Brian kind of asked this other associate, so what do you think about this business? And this associate looked at him and said, Brian, let me tell you something right now. The number one thing that you can do is be here a year from now. And Brian said when he heard those words, they touched him. And it meant something to him. And he made, I believe, a decision right then and there that day outside the where we were having our training to be here a year from now. In other words, to not give up, to not quit, to develop enough staying power that he'd be here for a full 12 months. And that used to be one of the, what they call the 10 core commitments. I don't know that it still is, but one of the 10 core commitments of Legal Shield. In fact, that was the 10th, be here a year from now. And he knew, and Legal Shield knew, and frankly we know, that sometimes it takes time to really develop the business. Now, I'm not saying that you should expect not to make money your first year, because I look back at my first year, and although I didn't make as much money my first year as I did my second or third or fourth or fifth, I still made a very decent income my first year. I think you ought to as well. And frankly, with the training and opportunities that we have today, with the product lines that we have today, better than they've ever been, you ought to make a lot of money your first year. But sometimes it takes 12 months to really develop the mindset that you need to be successful. So let me share with you again 5 tips that can help you be here a year from now. My first tip for you, and if you want to jot this down in your notes, my first tip, set the right goals. Set the right goals. So we talk a lot about this, and we could do an hour training about this, but I'll just give you a couple thoughts. The right goals should make you stretch, but should also be realistic. Now, that's not new to you. You've heard that before. But when your goals are realistic, they allow you to pace yourself a little bit. One of the problems that I think people face is they jump in the business and they start thinking that they're going to go out and hit executive director their first week in the business, and then that doesn't happen, and so they become a little bit frustrated by that. Well, the reality is, I think that you should stretch yourself. I think that you should set goals that make you work hard. And not only have goals, but I hope that you have an action plan that's broken down to daily activity. And you could go search in the back office, put in goals in there. You'll find some trainings that we've done in the past about developing that action plan. But I hope that you have an action plan that's broken down to daily goals. And that having a detailed action plan can really help you stay laser focused on what those goals ought to be. But the reality is, if you are falling short of a goal, you need to be able to recognize that. You need to be able to look and say, okay, if I had set a goal to be executive director by my third month in the business, that's not an unrealistic goal. That's a goal that would make you definitely stretch, But it, you know, it's not unrealistic. But the time that you need to recognize if you're off track is not at the end of the third month. The time that you need to recognize that is right from the get-go. And you need to be asking yourself every day, am I doing the activity that's going to help lead to that goal? At the end of the first month, you ought to be able to look at your business and determine, am I on track to be able to hit that goal? Having the right goals and an action plan, I think, is a huge component of having staying power, of not just sticking around, but developing your business. And so I hope that you do that. I hope that's not news to you, but if I'm talking to anyone this morning, if there is anyone listening to this call, whether you're listening live or you're listening on playback, and you can honestly say that you don't have an action plan, you don't have a detailed action plan that dictates what you're spending time on every day, I hope you stop right now. I'm not saying stop and drop off the call. I'm saying stop what you're doing and take an hour and develop that. At least develop the foundation of it. Now, that's something you can continue to add to and refine, but develop some hard set goals, because that's going to be a huge part of, I believe, your ability to have that staying power that I'm talking about. My second tip for you. In order to really develop staying power, you've got to think tomorrow, but act today. Now, let me explain that a little bit. Thinking tomorrow means that you're constantly thinking ahead, that you're looking forward into the future, not just one day in the future, but looking forward into the future. Today is May 14th. Today is not the best day to be thinking about what groups you need to open or should open or want to open in the month of May. Now, if you're not executive director qualified, then maybe that needs to be part of your thought process. But it's not the best day to be thinking about that. In fact, today is a really good day to be thinking about what enrollments you want to be doing in July, what companies you want to be working with to close before the end of June. See, that's thinking ahead. That's thinking tomorrow. Now, it's one thing to just think tomorrow, but again, think tomorrow, but act today. So what am I doing today to ensure that I'm going to be enrolling those companies before the end of June, that I'm going to make my ED production before the end of June and enrolling companies into July and even August, constantly thinking 2 or 3 months in advance? Because that's the key, even when times are good, right? I mean, especially when times are good. I might have my May already made. I mean, you listened to Mark talk about earlier, Rebecca Baker and Adam and Alicia Thompson, these folks that have over 1,000 Performance Club points for the month. Well, I don't know exactly, but I'd be willing to bet that they've probably already executive director qualified for the month of May. But when that happens, and even for those of you that maybe you're not quite at 50 counters yet, but you've got enrollment set up and you've got you can definitely see yourself executive director qualifying for the month of May. Well, what are you doing about June? What are you doing about July? Because it's easy when you kind of, things are going well and you've got things made and you're working a big group, it's easy to kind of coast a little bit and sit back and take your foot off the gas. And in fact, that's the time that you really should be doing the exact opposite. You should be putting your foot on the gas, pouring gas on fire, you know, really using some of that big word that we hear Scott Brooks train on, momentum, using that in your favor. Well, sometimes when things are not going really well, you've got to think tomorrow but act today as well. So what happens when you're not having a great month? When you don't have 1,000 Performance Club points already for the month of May, and in fact you're thinking, man, I'd love to have 100 Performance Club points for the month of May. I'm still staring at this negative number. What about those days? Well, you've got to think tomorrow in those times as well. Jim Rohn talks about the ant philosophy. And ants think summer all winter. They think winter all summer, and they think summer all winter, meaning that when times are good, when it's the summertime, they're thinking winter. They're storing food. They're getting ready for when times are not so good. They're thinking and planning ahead. But then when times are not so good in the wintertime, they're thinking summer. They know that this is just temporary, that they just got to keep on working. They just got to keep on going. Things will get better. That's what I mean by think tomorrow but act today. Some of you that are not having the most success that you've ever had in life right now in this business, well, think tomorrow. Know that it's going to get better. Have faith that this thing is going to work out. But act today, because it's one thing just to sit there and say, it's going to go well. But if the action doesn't match that forecasting, then it's not going to go well. And it doesn't work. So, again, think tomorrow but act today. My third tip for you, continue to refine your philosophy. I'm going to borrow again from Jim Rohn, who talks so eloquently about philosophy. And, in fact, you could just Google Jim Rohn philosophy. Rohn is R-O-H-N. Jim Rohn philosophy. Just watch a couple YouTube videos where Jim Rohn talks about philosophy. He'll say it much better than I can in a couple of minutes. But he compares your philosophy. Your philosophy is not your attitude as much as it is your mindset. It's the way that you think. And he compares your philosophy to the set of your sail. He says that we're all in our own little rowboat in this great ocean of life, and it's not the wind that determines where we go. It's the set of our sail. So it's not what happens to us in life. It's what we do about what happens. Well, that's your philosophy. That's your mindset. It's the way that you think. And understand that if you're coming into our business from a W-2 background, if you're coming into our business and you've really never succeeded in a business like ours, and I say that because it's not just that you've never done a business like ours, it's that if you've never succeeded at a business like ours, then understand you're going to have to refine the way that you think a little bit. You're going to have to think differently to make this work. You're going to have to apply different principles in our business than you applied in your W-2 job or your career or whatever. And that's your philosophy. Well, what changes or enhances your philosophy better than anything else is personal development. Now, there are other ways to enhance your philosophy. Experience will enhance your philosophy. And I believe that failures can be opportunities for growth, and so you'll have those types of opportunities. But the best way to enhance your philosophy is personal development. Let me share with you three books that I think could help you more than any that I've read, and there are many out there, but let me just mention three that I think are worth reading if you have not, and probably worth rereading if you have. The first two are by the same author, Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Cash Flow Quadrant. See, those two books help me understand the power of this type of business so that when days were hard, when times did get tough, when I had failures, when I had experiences where I wanted to quit, I understood why I needed to stay in the game, why quitting would be the absolute worst option, and going and getting a job was never the answer. Again, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Cash Flow Quadrant. And then the third that I'll add there is The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson that again, just sums it up so beautifully, the philosophy that it takes to be successful in this type of business, because that's really the goal. The goal is not just to be here a year from now. The goal is not just to stick around, but to be better a year from now and be better a year after that, and the year after that is to continually improve. My fourth tip in developing staying power is understanding the power of association. See, I want to invite you this morning to spend time with right-minded individuals. See, I used to say spend time with like-minded individuals. But the reality is most of you should not be spending time, should not be spending time with like-minded individuals because you're still developing that philosophy. And in reality, we're all still developing our philosophy. But understand that just because someone thinks the way that you do, now that might be more comfortable, like it was more comfortable for my daughter to go get on that motorized tricycle, but maybe that's not the best answer. So I invite you to spend time with right-minded individuals, people that think the right way. See, if you can spend time with someone like Scott Brooks or Adam Thompson, if you can spend time with someone like Brian Fahili or Stephanie Panshishan or Dave Perperto or Mr. Jim Tanner or Mr. Chris Evans or Mr. Mark Riches. See, I've got full confidence that if you can spend time with those individuals, they're going to help you think the right way because they think the right way. And just because they're in our business doesn't mean that they're right-minded. So, you know, those individuals, and you say, well, how do I spend time with them? Well, some of you can go spend time with them. But maybe that's not an opportunity that you have right now today. Now, you can spend time with them at events. We've talked about Jim Tanner's going to be in California. We're all going to be in Nashville. We've got a full-day Harvard training the Thursday of the Nashville event. So you come in a day early. You can spend time with people there at that Harvard training. But a great way to spend time with those individuals, go listen to trainings. Go research what they've done. Go put Adam Thompson in the search bar at Harvard Benefits, and listen to every training that he's ever done. I mean, I'm telling you, that type of experience, even if it's just listening to them on a conference call or listening to a recording of a training that they've done, can help you so much. Because it helps you not listen to the naysayers. And the naysayers, again, that could be other people in our business. Just because they have a Harvard badge on does not mean that they think the right way. Your sponsor may not have the best mindset. So you know, by the time they're an executive director, at least consistently month after month, they've developed a pretty good mindset, in my opinion. But don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen. Here's a quote from Karen Moore, who wrote an article in Forbes magazine. She's a CEO. She said, "All entrepreneurs face fears and doubts of their own and those expressed to them by others." She goes on to say, "When I started my company, I was a 36-year-old mother with an infant. I did not know another woman CEO in my community. I did not fit the stereotype of a successful business owner. The reaction that I often received was a patronizing, 'Well, I'm glad that you've got that little business of yours.' Most of the time, I said, 'Thank you for your thoughts,' and moved on. Or I'd counter with, 'Well, let me tell you, I am so excited. We grew 27% last year.'" But her point is, she says, don't allow other people's doubts to occupy space in your mind. Let your success speak for itself. Now, whether that naysayer is a friend or a family member, whether it's someone else in our business or even yourself, don't let other people or your own doubts occupy space in your mind. My final tip this morning for you is to get some help. You know, I think about my 3-year-old. If she had gone from that little motorized tricycle to a full-size adult mountain bike, that probably wouldn't have worked very well. But this new bike had training wheels. It was, at least you didn't have to worry about balance. Well, you have that same opportunity in that you can have a field trainer. And I hate to compare it to training wheels because that almost sounds patronizing, and it really shouldn't be. That should not be, you know, a mark of weakness or a sign of weakness. In reality, that should be a sign of strength. When you ask for help, when you get a field trainer, that just means that you're smart. That just means that you're allowing someone else's experience to shorten your learning curve, which is exactly what our field training program is designed to do. So ask for some help. Be persistent when you ask for help as well. You know, sometimes you'll have to ask more than once. That's okay. That is absolutely okay. The reality is there are many people in our business who are ready and willing and able to help you find answers to your questions. I love, you know, what Mr. Chris Evans talked about earlier on the call, but we've got this special call coming up this Thursday. And did you notice one of the things that he said that they're going to have as part of this call this Thursday is a Q&A? Please take advantage of those opportunities. We have Q&A every time we have a B2B certification webinar, a live webinar. A big part of that webinar is the Q&A that we do. We have our roundtable call the first Friday of every month for those of you that are working in employee benefits. What is that? That whole call is Q&A. Q&A means here's an opportunity for you to get help. Never be afraid to ask for help because there is help available. Whatever challenge you might face in this business, know that those who are successful have faced similar, if not the exact same, challenges. And they found a way to rise above them. When they were learning how to ride their quote-unquote new bike, they fell and they skinned their knee and it hurt sometimes, but they stayed with it. They stuck with it. They didn't give up. And now, look at where they are. Well, it's one thing to look at where they are, but it's another thing to understand that you'll be there too if you can just persist and develop some of this staying power. And it's my hope that we can do that. Mark, with that, I thank you for your time, and I will turn the call back over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Fantastic information. What a great training on staying power. And such an important principle and aspect of our business to stick with it, you know, having that tenacity and accessing the information. You mentioned action plans. You know, some people spend more time planning their summer vacation than they do planning their entire life. Because when you mentioned, you know, take an hour and put together an action plan, there's people that said, I don't have an hour to do that. You know, and yet, you know, they spend multiple hours planning out a little trip in the summer or something. So, you know, take the time to plan your life. Take the time to plan your business. That's part of our commitment here at HRMC is to have excellence in information, excellence in support of our agents, excellence in training, and that was a great training. We appreciate you, Mike, you know, sharing that information with us this morning. Again, we have the special call with Mr. Chris Evans, our National Marketing Director, this Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time. We'll put that information on the events page. It'll be just dial in the same number, and you'll get some updates and information on the HRCI. They have the reduced certification fee for that through Wednesday, from now until Wednesday, just $99 to be HRCI certified. What a great deal. We'll continue to do some updates on the small business training. I know Scott's working on a couple more updates in that area as well. We appreciate Mr. Tanner and Mike, and I know Adam Thompson is going to be on June 2nd in Arkansas. We've got our leadership all over the country sharing information. Be sure you plug into those. We'll list all of that information on the events page so you can plug in your local markets. Wish all of you an incredible day. Let's go out and make sure by tomorrow that your Performance Club qualified by the middle of the month. We want to do it early. Don't wait till the last. Don't be a worried Performance Club qualifier. My wife and I were visiting a 91-year-old lady yesterday, and she had gone to the hospital because she ran out of blood. You're supposed to have about 4 or 5 units of blood in your body, and when she went to the hospital, she was down to 0.4, so less than a half a unit. So they gave her 3 units, and she says, well, I feel better today than I've ever felt. Well, of course, she had ran out of blood. I don't know if she ran into a vampire or what happened, but she had ran out of blood. But, you know, the point I'm trying to make there is here's the point I'm trying to make when I was talking to her. I don't know why I got into that blood thing. She mentioned that she doesn't worry about anything. She goes, do I look like I worry about anything? She doesn't worry about anything. I think that's one of the reasons she's living so long is she doesn't worry about anything. She doesn't worry about anything. Well, don't worry about being Performance Club qualified. Get it done early in the month. Get it done by the middle of the month, so that you don't have to worry about that. And then you can start focusing on bigger things like senior director and executive director and platinum executive director. Let's not be worrying about Performance Club toward the end of the month. Let's get it done now and get it done early. I want to really put a focus on that. Again, thanks for joining us on the call this morning. God bless each one of you. Have a terrific day, an excellent week, and we'll join you on those calls coming up this week in our leadership training call this Thursday evening.